At many high schools, baseball practice has just begun. And at high schools all over the country, the game is different this year. The National Federation of State High School Associations has adopted a new standard for baseball bats. College baseball did it last year. High school bats must now meet the BB Corps bat standard. Robert, please explain.
Okay, BB Corps stands for Batted Ball Coefficient of Restitution. It means that the metal and composite bats that college and now high school teams are using are less springy and they have a smaller sweet spot. In other words, they behave more like old-fashioned wooden bats.
Ready? Yes. Here we go.
The other day, Antoine Williams, the baseball coach at the Murray School, an exclusive Washington, D.C. private school, was in the batting cage tossing baseballs to one of his players. In recent years, baseballs were flying off metal bats so fast they were causing injuries. The new bats should reduce that, but they should also reduce a lot of hits, and especially home runs. In college baseball last season, the rate of home runs per game fell almost in half. How big a deal is the new bat for high school baseball? I asked Coach Williams.
I think it's going to be a big deal, and I really don't know how to answer that question because we haven't gone through it yet. And watching the NCAA last year when they made the rule change and how the numbers dropped offensively, and you know there was more of a premium on defense and moving guys over, playing the game the right way.
They changed the college game by changing the bat.
Absolutely, but you know the bat itself over the last 20 years, if you look, the technology that they've used to create these aluminum bats. Changed the game because there were more home runs, more balls hitting the gap. But I think this year, you're going to see a lot of one- and two-run ball games.
So when does it start affecting the way you make up a lineup, what you tell your kids, and when the bat ball coefficient of restitution bat is the rule? Do you start changing the way you coach?
You start changing the way you coach, but it starts before the first day of practice. You hear a lot of guys talking about it. And you know it has more of a mental impact on some guys because guys out there who know just by being in a batting cage, the guys that are actually playing the game, you feel the difference.
Oh boy, good job.
Andrew Culp, who pitches and plays first base, was the young slugger in the batting cage. He was swinging a new bat that conforms to BB Corps standards.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely feel the difference. Definitely the new BB Corps bats. I think the regulation was supposed to take 5 miles an hour off the exit speed coming off the bats, but you can definitely feel that.
And can you feel the smaller sweet spot on the bat?
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely feel that as well. Like even the sound that the bat makes. If you hit it dead red, you can tell and you can hear it. And if you don't, you know that too.
You know, Drew, all the questions I've asked you about being a hitter, but you also pitch.
Yeah.
So is it better to be pitching to guys who are hitting with this new bat that they can't hit it as far with?
Absolutely. Really excited about that. Looking forward to getting bad contact with the smaller sweet spot and sort of just getting guys to roll over on balls. And you can pitch with a lot more confidence now that you know that they don't have like that resource for them to use, and it's not at their disposal, so you can sort of attack guys more, not be afraid to throw strikes.
Because of the bat that they've got.
Definitely.
Not quite as big a club as they had last year.
No, it's definitely changing the game.
Now, since the standard that collegiate and scholastic baseball is trying for is a metal bat that will behave like a wooden bat, you might ask, why not go back to wood? I put that to Coach Antoine Williams, and even at well-heeled Murray, the answer was obvious.
Finances. It's a lot more expensive. The aluminum bats, even though they're BB Corps certified and perform much more like wood bats, they last longer. With the wood bats, you can break a wood bat on average once a game. Over the long haul, it's more expensive.
So let's do the numbers. How much does the bat that Drew was swinging, how much does that bat cost?
This is $400.
That's a $400 bat.
Right.
And a wooden bat?
A good wood bat is probably going to run you about $85 to $120.
Yeah,
so over the course of the season, you may use six bats or so if you're lucky.
Six bats at $85 each cost more than one $400 bat. And that's just for one season. The Murray School coach says, think of how many wooden bats break over 4 years or 8 years while that metal bat is still intact. The question for people who coach, play, and watch the high school game is, will baseball without so many home runs, the kind of little ball that purists love, still be as much fun?
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.